So how in the world, with all the messages out there warning us about the dangers that water poses to kids...
2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off kids near water.
Yeah, like the messages we're always bringing to you here on KTAR along with Fulton Holmes. Messages that we have to keep an eye on our kids when they're around water. How do we continue to have such a huge number of child drowning incidents in the Valley? The latest, a 3-year-old girl who last we heard was in extremely critical condition when she was taken to the hospital yesterday after family members found her underwater, not breathing, at an apartment complex pool near Thomas Road and 43rd Avenue in Phoenix. Because she is a human being, she is the 16th child involved in a drowning incident in the Valley so far this year, at least that we're aware of. 16, and we haven't even gotten into the summer swimming season. 4 of those incidents, by the way, resulted in a dead kid. Earlier we were talking with our new Arizona Morning News producer, Nick Sadowski, who just moved here from Chicago in December, about how awful of a problem child drownings continue to be in the Valley. And we warned him that he needs to be cautious because he has a pool in the backyard of his rental house, even though he doesn't have kids. And he brought up something that amazed him. And it was something that the fire captain of Peoria was talking about recently, you know, about lake safety, because we've had 4 drownings at Lake Pleasant this year. In the past month. Yeah. And we're only into May.
Right.
And so, Nick, I knew that blew you away because this doesn't happen back home for people like you. Right.
So you only know what you know. And, you know, there's right over the border of Wisconsin, there is a big county with about 4 or 5 lakes that a lot of city suburbanites go to travel in the summer to get away on weekends. And I don't know, for whatever reason, it's just so rare for someone to die on those lakes. It's whenever it happens, once, twice a year, maybe every other year, it's really big news. You kind of talk about it. You hear so-and-so died on Lake Geneva or died on whatever. And moving here, I was looking for lakes because I grew up on a lake, practically. And learning that Lake Pleasant, you know, may need to change its name because a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was surprised at how many people, you know, that lake takes on a weekly basis, even monthly basis that we've talked about. So,
Yeah, and that the crazy thing is, I hate to say it, but it's, you know, incumbent on you, a single guy in your 20s with no kids. You've got to be careful because you've got a rental pool. You got a pool in the backyard of your rental. And, you know, one of your roommates might have a niece or a nephew, or you might have one of your two nephews over someday. And even got to worry about the neighbor kids.
Yeah, no, we have the backyard. We have, you know, a wall, but we have neighbor kids and I hear them all the time in their pool. So that's another thing that kind of shocked me because back home we don't have a lot of pools because of the weather.
Yeah.
So that was another little culture shock to hear about that happening. But yeah, just stay safe.
Hearing the kids in the pool is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's when you know the kids are around the pool and you don't hear them, you know, because drowning is a silent killer.
Yep. Yeah. Do you think, Jamie, it's because we have such a large number of pools here that this is such a problem?
I don't know. I don't remember this growing up. I mean, I grew up here in Arizona.
Well,
I grew up around pools. I don't remember this, but I do know everybody had swim lessons.
Yeah. Well, there's 2 or 3 times more people in the Valley than there was when you and I were growing up in Arizona,
on.
Right?
Are you saying I'm old?
No, I'm just
saying that, you know, I don't remember this being the issue it is now.
Yeah,
I just think that maybe there are more distractions now than there were then, with technology, with, you know, you've got your phone in your hand and I don't know.
A million distractions.
I can't answer that question, but I wish I could.
I know. We all wish we could, right? You can find out more about our anti-drowning campaign that we do along with Fulton Holmes, where we remind you that 2 seconds is too long to take your eyes off kids near water. And you can learn more at KTAR.com.